Gold posts its worst losing streak. Since 1920, as Bitcoin quietly gains ground, gold has now fallen for 10 consecutive trading sessions, its longest losing streak since February 1920. The metal is down 27% from its January all-time high, with roughly 12% of that decline arriving since late February as Middle East tensions escalated rather than triggering the safe haven bid that gold bulls expected. As of March 25, 2026, gold is testing support near $4,090, its 200-day moving average. Bitcoin, as of the same date, sits at 71,325, with the fear and greed index at 36, fear. That is not exactly a victory lap, but the divergence between the two assets is producing a ratio shift that has not moved this fast since the post-FTX recovery. One Bitcoin now buys nearly 16 ounces of gold. The BTC to gold ratio has climbed to just under 16 ounces, up roughly 30% from the 12.4-ounce low hit in February 2026. To put that trajectory in context, Charlie Morris, CIO of ByteTree, traces the ratio's full arc. In March 2017, one Bitcoin bought exactly 1 ounce of gold. By 2019, it was 2.7 ounces. The pandemic crash in 2020 pushed it to 3.4. After FTX collapsed, it hit 9.1. Now it is approaching 16. That is not a smooth line. The ratio crashed alongside every major crypto blowup and recovered each time to a higher floor. The current move is happening not because Bitcoin is surging. It is essentially flat over 24 hours at 0.1%, but because gold is cratering. Why gold is selling off into geopolitical stress. The counterintuitive part. Gold is falling during a period of active geopolitical escalation. The traditional playbook says uncertainty drives capital into gold. Instead, several structural forces are overwhelming that impulse. First, real yields. U.S. Treasury yields hit 8-month highs earlier this month, making interest-bearing assets more attractive relative to a metal that generates no income. Second, margin calls. When equity portfolios drop sharply, as they have in recent weeks, leveraged investors sell liquid assets to meet margin requirements. Gold is one of the most liquid. Third, the dollar. Despite fiscal stress, the dollar index has held up, reducing gold's appeal for foreign buyers. Gold ETFs, including GLD and IAU, have seen billions in outflows over the past week. That kind of institutional exit creates its own momentum. Bitcoin ETF flows tell a different story. While gold ETFs bleed, Bitcoin ETFs have pulled in roughly $2.5 billion in March alone. Year-to-date net flows are still slightly negative at around $140 million in outflows, but the monthly trend has reversed decisively. The asymmetry matters. Gold is losing its bid from the same institutional allocators, pension funds, sovereign wealth, macro funds, that Bitcoin ETFs are now courting. This does not mean capital is flowing directly from gold to Bitcoin, but the two asset classes are competing for the same non-equity, non-bond allocation bucket, and one is winning this month. Bitcoin is still down roughly 20% year-to-date despite the ETF inflows. That gap between flows and price suggests that spot selling pressure from other sources, miners, early holders, macro hedgers, is absorbing the ETF demand. When that selling exhausts, the inflow to price transmission should tighten. The safe haven debate is getting repriced. Gold's 10-day losing streak will not settle the Bitcoin as digital gold argument, but it does damage the gold always works in a crisis assumption that underpins trillions in institutional allocation. The last time gold fell for this many consecutive days, Warren Harding was about to win the U.S. presidency, and the global economy was adjusting to post-WWI deflation. The macro context is completely different, but the behavioral signal is the same. When the market decides to sell gold, it sells gold hard, and the store of value label does not provide a floor. Bitcoin, for its part, has held the $70,000 level through an equity correction, a bond yield spike, and a gold crash. It has not rallied meaningfully either. But in a market where every traditional safe haven is getting repriced, holding flat is a relative win. For crypto cardholders, spending Bitcoin or stablecoins day to day, the practical takeaway is simpler. The BTC to gold ratio is a useful benchmark for measuring Bitcoin's purchasing power against the oldest form of money. At 16 ounces per Bitcoin, that purchasing power is near cycle highs, even while the dollar price is not.